So whether or not you've taken the Bodhisattva vows, it's very helpful to have the teachings on them, because even if you haven't taken them, they still provide very good guidelines for how to live our life. And if you have taken the Bodhisattva vows, then it's very important that you have teachings on them, because otherwise difficult to keep them. And if we don't keep them, then we're kind of defeating our whole purpose of taking them. And so especially, you know, the people who took the empowerment with Rinpoche, you know, where you actually entered into the mandala, or people who have other tantric empowerments, then not the jhanam, but the actual empowerment, then you do have the bodhisattva vows. And so it is important to know those. So often in the West, people want the empowerment, but they don't want the vows. You know? And that happens often because people don't understand the purpose of the empowerment or the purpose of the vows. You know, so a tantric empowerment isn't just a blessing, but we actually take that so that we can do the practice, and the things that help us do the practice and help make our mind receptive for the practice is abandoning certain harmful actions and putting our mind into doing certain constructive ones. And so, you know, if we're really intent on this process of self-improvement and becoming Buddhas, then, you know, the vows or the precepts aren't burdens, but they're ornaments, and they're things that we really value and treasure because they help make us our life very, very clear. And you can see, you know, if you just look in your life, the times when you get really confused. Yeah, and you're just looking, I don't know what to do. You know, is this good? Is this not good? I can't tell if I have a good motivation or bad motivation. I don't know what I'm doing in my life anyway, you know? And so often we feel that way. We can live years and years with that kind of, you know, confusion in our minds, even lifetimes. And the thing is that when you really know that these guidelines well, then it really serves as a tool for helping us clarify so many things in our life and to develop that acute sense of intelligence that can discriminate what to practice and what to abandon, and what's a positive action, what's a neutral one, and what's a negative one, and what's a good motivation and what's a corrupt motivation. So it's things that we really need to spend some time hearing the teachings about and reflecting on the teachings and then applying them to our lives so that we get to know ourselves. Yeah? Because otherwise, you know, we have the common American thing of, I'm so out of touch with myself, I don't know who I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah? You know? And that's basically because we don't spend enough time alone with ourselves to make friends with ourselves. We don't spend enough time kind of learning these guidelines and then using them as a way of getting to know ourselves. Okay, so again, you know, some people when they hear the word vow, like, you know, whether you say, you know, bodhisattva vow or what, they just go, vow, boom, you know, it's like, yeah, I mean, they just get completely tight. And I think that comes very much from our Christian upbringing, where we associate vows with repressed passion and punishment and guilt, because you have to snitch behind the vow, and what happens if you get caught, and God knows anyway, so then you're really screwed, you know. So we often, you know, we hear the word vow and, you know, all this junk comes into the mind. And again, that's, you know, it's real interesting. I mean, I think it's very good when that happens if we take advantage to really learn about ourselves. Okay, so when all this junk and preconception comes in the mind, to really notice, oh, this is junk and preconception. This is not what the Buddha taught. Okay, and then it becomes real useful, because then we really get to see a lot of our past conditioning. You know, how we react to certain words, certain concepts, how the religion we grew up with affected us, you know, and maybe even affecting us in other ways in our life in which we're totally unaware. And so, you know, if we take these opportunities and instead of getting tight and running away, really use it to, you know, to kind of look at what's going on, then we can really grow a lot. So in Buddhism, the idea behind a vow or a precept is that it's something that liberates you. It's not something that tells you what you can't do. It's something that tells you what you don't have to do anymore. Okay? So it's based on the idea that somewhere in us, there's this really pure motivation that really doesn't want to screw around anymore. You know, that really wants to get our life together and make our life meaningful and not, you know, just keep getting into one jam and one dysfunctional relationship after another. And so, you know, if we can touch base with that part of us, then we can really see how taking a vow or a precept is a relief. It's like, oh, I don't have to get involved in that kind of behavior anymore. Even if there's tons of peer pressure, even if everybody else is going, how come you're not doing that anymore? I know in my own heart of hearts I don't want to. And the vow is really what protects me and what liberates me. Okay? So a vow isn't telling you what you can't do anymore and the idea of, you know, oh boy, all that fun stuff. But it's really helping us develop, you know, it's touching base with that real, you know, the purity of the motivation that we do have. And so it's important to remember that. You know, and again, not see vows as imprisoning, but rather as liberating. And they do, I mean, they do liberate because they make us look at ourselves. Yeah. I mean, we all come to Dharma because somehow we want to change. We want to get to know ourselves. But then as soon as Dharma makes us look at ourselves, we say, I'm real busy on Monday and Wednesday nights. And we get real stuck in this, you know, our mind's like, it's like, well, I want to change and I want to get to know myself, but really don't ask me to change because I really can't do that. Yeah. And we get stuck in this real strange mental space sometimes. Yeah. So it's just interesting to watch. You know, we don't have to take it too seriously, but it's just quite amusing to watch, you know, because ego comes up with all this variety of, you know, things to keep us from getting down to business. And if it's not this, then ego will make a fuss about something else, you know. I mean, we have lots of creative potential, untapped.